Okay, POL continuing from the previous one. Of course. Can you hear what they're saying? What I'm saying? We can also. Work this into a story that P.O. is, as he's aging, something interesting must happen when he's aging. And he's becoming a truther in the real sense, meaning that he can only speak the truth. And he's honest and he's just... Because he's praying all the time to God that, please, let me become real, become my real self, the good one that I'm supposed to be by this process, right? And which I'm supposed to be by the understanding of who we are, that we're all good. And then as he's becoming like that, you know, for instance, he's going through this about what is love, actually, and how should, you know, if I should be loving, then how do I behave? How do I relate to other people? Am I allowed to tell someone that, or, you know? And he finds himself there in this Sweden, and in this movement, not in the movement, but among those members of that movement who also differ, something that he's basically insulting them when he's showing, you know, or threatening them, ladies, for instance, when he's showing that he likes them, and they all these things come up there, you know, but... And he has to go through that too. What is it that I want here, you know? For instance, now we talk about the ladies. Do I just want to have sex? Or do they expect that? But actually, I'm here for spiritual, real friendship. So we can work this whole thing into this story here. How he gets in trouble by being for real. And because when you are for real, then you tend to not fall for illusions, and you become socially uncomfortable sometimes.